the rest of the story. You're going to have a time finding anybody who recollects what I'm about to relate, but back about 1910, the Sunday edition of the Spokane, Washington Spokesman Review had an unusual feature. It was kind of a comic, but the cartoons took a back seat to the writing. The feature itself took up a whole page. Let me see if I can describe this now. Here we have an entire page of a newspaper. It's fixed up to look like the front page of another newspaper. It was called The Bugle. But headlines and funny made-up news stories and want ads and so on. Let me give you a better idea here. If Lil Abner's hometown of Dogpatch had had a town newspaper, the Bugle would have been that newspaper. A lot of make-believe gossip about make-believe people. Names like Hank Newberry and Bale Hawkins and Amzie Gookins and the Widow Hinckley. There were a few cartoons thrown in to help you picture the stories. Now, here is something that the Bugle's Lost and Found section included 80-plus years ago. Quote, I went out and lost my stem out in my corncob pipe summers about the first of last week or the last of this week. I don't know where I lost it. If I did, I wouldn't ask you to find it for me, end quote. Now, the Bugle was edited by an all-but-forgotten Washington State newspaper man named Newton Newkirk, and the feature was popular. It was especially popular with a couple of grade school boys who lived next door to each other in Spokane. The older boy's name was Valentine, the younger boy's name was Harry, and this is the rest of the story. Harry and Valentine talked about it all week long, trying to guess what kind of adventures would be reported in the Bugle the following Sunday. And when Sunday came, there was always a race to the paper and to the magical page, whereupon the boys would read to each other and laugh aloud. Here's something I neglected to mention. At the top of the page, right up there with the Bugle title, was a tiny cartoon figure, and he was up there every week. He had a stocky little pear-shaped body. His ears stuck out. It was young Valentine Hobart who first noticed that, quote, hey, Harry, that little fellow looks just like you. Of course, Harry liked the Bugle so much that instead of taking offense, he was rather proud of the comparison. And pretty soon, not only the boy next door, but all of the children at Webster School were nicknaming Harry after the little man in the paper. Now, whether you know this or don't, it's no big thing either way. But at least you'll be able to say that you know where Harry got his name. When he was a young boy in Spokane. When he was a young boy devoted to a Sunday feature in the Spokesman Review newspaper. Actually, it was that single page, kind of a made-up newspaper called the Bingville Bugle. And it included a big-eared little cartoon character named Bingo. For generations, folks have known that boy from Spokane, Harry Lillis Crosby, only as Bing Crosby. But now you know the rest of the story.